First thing I want from you is just something about your background, like about your family, where you came from, you know, when you come. I don't know, just your background in general.
I was raised in a small steel city, Ohio. From working class background, and my parents divorced when I was 5. I had one brother who's younger than myself.
Did you have a good relationship with your family?
I lived with my mother, and she worked 14 hours a day. So I was pretty much left to myself.
Who took care of you? Anyone else?
No.
What's your ethnic name?
American.
You don't look American. How about your religion? No religion at all. Nothing? You never went to church?
Okay. We went to every church.
Anyone in particular?
I'm mostly Methodist, Episcopalian, and Catholic.
Okay. How about your relationship with your brother?
It's
alright. Okay. Was he younger or was he
younger?
Okay. Did you have any other relatives that were close to you?
My grandmother. I used to stay with her a lot when I was growing up.
Did you ever see your family?
On weekends. Summers.
You lived with her during the summer?
Right. My brother did too.
Okay, look. Imagine it's going to do it. How did your family influence your sexuality? Did they have any big influence on being gay or whatever?
Not on being gay, but I didn't think too much of heterosexuality.
What do you mean?
My mother married 5 times before I was 14. My father was an alcoholic and married another alcoholic. So nothing was really too good or too stable.
Did you ever have any straight relationships?
Yeah.
Were they good, bad?
About indifferent.
Okay. Alright, so when did you come to Buffalo?
I'm 15 years old.
And when did you come out finally?
1966.
And how were things when you came out? What made you come out?
I decided I was gay.
Just like that, did you have any?
I thought about it for a long time, for years really. But in the 50s in Ohio, there wasn't a whole lot to do about it back then.
So what brought you out? When you realized that you were gay and you came out, what did you do? What was the first thing you did?
I got an apartment with a faggot and I went to a gay bar 7 nights a week.
Okay, what was the name of the gay bar?
Eagle Inn.
Where was the Eagle Inn?
On Eagle Street.
Eagle downtown?
Mm-hmm. It's fine now.
And was this was a mixed bar?
I don't remember.
Was it mostly women?
Yeah, mostly women. I don't remember if men were, to tell you the truth. I guess they did, I just didn't really notice.
How did you end up over there?
Drive.
how did you end up going to that particular bar?
Because it was available.
Yeah, but how did you find out about it?
People told me.
You knew other gay people?
No.
No?
Not really. The guy moved in and used to go together.
Well, how did you end up with this guy?
Met him at work.
Oh, and he said he was a faggot.
Yeah.
Okay, and what was Buffalo like? Is there a big gay community? Or?
There's a lot of people went to the bar.
And that's how you basically met people?
Right, that's about the only one that people. Well, that and at Wolf.
Mm-hmm. You worked with other gay people?
Yeah, I do.
Can you say where you worked?
No.
Okay. Was it
probably everybody in Buffalo and North, because half of them were
there. Oh, okay. So what did you do? So, well,
we're dancing now. Went to work and we're dancing.
Okay, did you have a lover?
No.
Was there a lot of role playing going on?
It looked like it. And I wasn't into a role myself.
Okay, how were you treated because you weren't in a role?
It's hard to say. I just kept meeting people. I was new.
Did people try to classify you according to a role? Like, did people try to tell you that you were gay, that you were a butcher femme? Anything like that?
I think so, but I don't remember exactly what was said. The impression was there, yeah. I didn't really fit into a role.
What did they say you were mostly?
I don't remember. I really don't remember. I don't think so.
No, I would say femme until I got familiar. I forgot.
Anyways, okay. Let me see.
So did you finally meet up?
Finally?
Finally,
I did. I did.
And what did you do? Did you still go to the bars?
Yeah, I did.
Mm-hmm.
I did. I met someone that I became lovers with. I moved into a house. And 3 weeks later, she went back with her old lover.
That's life.
I still lived there for the next year. And got it.
And did you...
So I stayed going to the bars most.
Did you meet more people?
I met more people.
Okay. Alright, so that was when you first came out. And then, did you... So what happened, like, you in the years to come? Like, were there more bars that you go? Did you stop going to bars?
There were more bars. I met my next lover about a year later. And we stayed together about 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
We moved out of Buffalo, we came back, and we didn't go to bars too much, though. Our life was mostly outside of the bars.
And you had gay friends? Or you had mostly straight friends?
Gay friends mostly.
Okay.
And some men friends, but you were gay now.
Did your friends frequent the bars? Or did you mostly like stay at each other's house and just, you know, did it thing?
I guess mostly gay men, and they went to the bars.
Okay. Can you just tell me something about some of the other bars that have been in Buffalo since you came out? You know, since, like, okay, you mentioned the Eagle Inn. How about some other ones that you remember that, like, maybe I don't remember?
Okay, around the time of the Eagle Inn, there was also the Casablanca, which burned down.
Mm-hmm. Where is the Casablanca?
In downtown Buffalo, I don't remember the street.
And that was, like, that was a mixed bar, lesbian bar?
Yeah, I guess it was mixed.
And
Club Cryo on the east side. Good place to go to get your car broken into. Tires slashed. Happy one. You know, ghetto neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
As usual. Place called Tom and Jerry's, which was way downtown somewhere, also like on Washington Street or something.
Mm-hmm.
I was out of Buffalo for a while, so I don't know what else was going on.
What years were you out of Buffalo?
Interesting. In the late 60s. And then I didn't go to bars for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
For years I just didn't go to bars. in your most recent bars.
How about, like,
Granny Goodness was on Stand Bacon Bars again. Yeah, in the Shadows. Which also was torched by the other 3 years ago.
Really? Okay, so you were at Granny Goodness.
Happy Guy was also
Okay, how about the Gay Center? The Gay Center that was on.
Yeah, Nancy Lamont used to staff them.
What about the politics? Okay, there's no politics.
Not that I knew. Politics didn't come up.
The people seem to be, like, real closety about being gay.
Depends, you know, like, the people in the heavy roles, I don't sound like it's a closety. The general feeling is you're really not on your job.
Do you think that maybe not you, but maybe people that you knew of were abused by, like, the police or harassed by anybody being gay?
Yes.
In those days?
Yes.
Think more so than that?
Yeah, I don't know. I can't do comparative analysis. It's hard to say when you're the treated real good.
How did people dress then? Did they get dressed up to go to the bars? Did they get dressed up to go to the bars?
What do you mean dressed up?
Like now, like when you go to a disco bar, you kind of have to wear fancy clothes and stuff.
Yeah, there was no disco bar then. People just wore whatever people were wearing then. Like everyone always tried to look good when they went to the bars, basically. People didn't care if they looked so good, and still didn't care if they looked so good.
How did you dress?
Same as everybody else, really.
Did you wear a dress in those days?
No, I wore dresses. Once in a while, though, probably.
Did you have... What about, like, during the 60s when there was, like, a lot of political stuff coming up? Did that affect the gay community at all? Like, about anti-war stuff?
I was out of... I was never involved in any kind of politics.
Okay. What did you think of the gay community center? Did it have a big impact on the community?
I can't speak to the community.
I
don't really know the impact that it kind of had.
Well, did it
I was glad it was available for people.
Well, I don't, I really don't want you to talk about how it affected the community, but do you think it changed, you know, do you think that, like, maybe people stopped going to the bars more, or did you notice anything like that happen?
I think people were going to the bars more to the bars.
Okay.
I think it was another option for people, and very needed one. But I don't think, you know, people wanted to drink liquor and be out in bars were out in bars.
How do you think that you survived during this time? Like, did you have, like, a lot of negative feelings about being gay?
No.
Did you?
No. When I decided I was gay, I decided I was gay, I moved into my own apartment, and I did whatever I did.
And do you think... do you think you were like your friends? Like, in the way that you managed to cope with being gay? Like, to cope with the shit that gets dumped on you for being gay? Do you think you were... Like, you survived in the same way?
Well, I always had good friends, your support system. And we always managed, you know, to make it through just about anything, really.
Were you with a lover a lot of the time?
Not always, no. Very often with friends.
Do you still have the same friends?
Some of them, yes.
Okay. Can you think of anything else to say?
I was just thinking that, you know, as far as I knew, things weren't really, quote, political.
Mm-hmm.
At least not in my world, you know, in like the bar world. And I don't know if today, like, if mostly just bars are available, it would be the same again.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know how political bar people are. You know. I don't know if I could say that, you know, because sometimes a bar is the only place to go,
mm-hmm.
you know, if you want to meet other gay people. And so I always like to see other groups starting and more activities so people can come together outside of the drinking situation.
Have you yourself ever been harassed or put down or anything because you were gay? Have you ever found yourself being like on the line in a job situation or anything?
No. But once my car was like written on and you know harassed in the form of like through my car,
mm-hmm.
maybe the kids.
And these are people that knew that you were gay or assumed?
Assumed.
Okay.
Probably because the house I was living in had a lot of gay people in it, which were, you know, very obviously gay.
Okay, what about straight people? How about dealing with them? Have you had difficulties dealing with straight people?
Not too much.
Straight women, straight men?
No. Although, I choose mostly gay friends because our value systems are closer. I feel free to talk about what's going on in my life, without feeling like it's so different. Mm-hmm. You know, it's easier to understand. You know, what's going on, it's just more simple.
When you came out, did you have a lot of straight friends?
Yes,
more
I
so than now? Sure.
Okay. I lost some of them when I told them I was gay as well.
Very sad.
Have to be right. They've made new friends since, so.
Have your politics changed? Like, how have you, I mean, this is like, it's not something that you could talk about like in 2 minutes, but how have you changed since, like, say, 66 when you came out? Like, politically,
People who play politics anymore.
Well, you know how I think. How have you changed?
Well, you know. Well, when you take a person who's just coming out, who's barely aware of anything,
mm-hmm.
and then to go through 12 years, you know, that's a lot of changes. That's a lot of experience mm-hmm. and a lot of that. And I've become much more aware, particularly in the last, I'd say, 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to call it politically, I've always had basically the same accent. You know, I don't know how to explain that. My values are essentially the same. And I'm much more aware of a lot of things going on around me. I'm working at the center and working in different groups and then starting different groups is helpful. I would like to do something to help people out of the
time.
Gay women. Gay community.
Have you been involved with it? What groups have you been involved with?
I went through the counseling at the center, the staffing at the center, went through services workshop at the center, counseling marathons, Help Start Grow. I had school last summer, and the new group now is going on.
Do you think that there have been a lot of positive changes in the community, in Buffalo? Do you think that there have been a lot of positive changes like, since you've been out?
No.
No? Negatively?
Yes.
In which way?
I was very disappointed when the center closed, not because it closed, but the reasons
mm-hmm.
behind it. People could not seem to get along with each other. They couldn't seem to cast their own politics, so-called politics, and their personalities. And that they get in the way of something that was larger than that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very disappointing that people don't have any kind of vision. You know, that we need to support each other to make everything grow. I don't know, the lack of vision and awareness of people can be disappointing to me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now I'm starting a new group, and I have fun. I want to keep it open. I like to see, you know, people working together again.
Maybe that's one step I would consider positive.
Did
you think people were more friendly in the old days?
Or friendly in the old days?
Which old days?
Well, like, you know, in the past.
No.
There's personality conflicts. Some people get along, some don't.
Yeah.
Comparing their attitude to another
person. What about the switch back to roles? A lot of people are into roles these days. How do you feel about that?
There are some people who say that there's been some people.
There's always some people.
It's no different either. The funny thing is, nothing's any different,
really.
We just seen it all happen.
Mm-hmm.
See, it's always been there. It just depends on what you've been exposed to.
Mm-hmm.
If you walk through a cross section, it's always been there.
Mm-hmm.
Any gay bar you've ever walked into, there's yours. It seems to be less well done now than before, actually.
Mm-hmm.
The fact you see fragments of it, that's always been there.
Do you identify with any group, like maybe the younger gay people or the older gay people? Do you identify with any one group?
I probably identify more with younger women than older women.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever older, what would you mean by that?
Oh, I don't know. Some of the people who are maybe your age, maybe older than that, but who have been out for a long time.
No, because a lot of them didn't seem to grow in awareness and didn't seem to expand their own lives. Like many people got together with lovers, went off, and that was the end of it. They didn't expose themselves to like what was going on right away.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas I went to school for a long time too, which kept me in touch with, you know, education really going, and then working through the center and getting more aware of myself. I think that's helpful.
You just mentioned something I forgot to ask about, and that's your educational background. Can you tell me just a little bit about that?
Sure, I'm working on a master's now.
Okay, you had 4 years of college?
5 or 6 years.
Okay, and what did you major in?
English.
How about your minor?
Art.
So you didn't get your master's?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm doing it part-time, so I'll do that again.
So you're not working in the field, you have a field that you
know and not really know yet?
Huh.
I like